So our circumstances today are very different compared to last year. And under such a circumstance, I don't think we should be going to the president to seek permission to draw on our past reserves. In fact, we must expect to run into situations like these from time to time, where we experience an occasional outbreak of cases in our community, and we will then need to tighten restrictions temporarily to control the spread of the virus. So we will have to learn to adapt to such situations, using our own resources rather than to dip into our past reserves. And it's on that basis that we are able to set aside some funds for this package. And let me cover three broad areas of this package. First, we want to secure jobs. And so we will enhance the jobs support scheme in several affected sectors to help enterprises retain their local workers. Earlier, we had announced the enhancement of JSS support for the F&B sector to 50%. We will now enhance JSS support to 50% for sectors where the tightened measures have led to them suspending many, if not all, of their activities. And this will include gyms, fitness studios, performing arts organizations, and arts education centers. Next, we will enhance JSS support to 30% for sectors that may not be required to suspend operations but are significantly affected by the restrictions. And this will include the retail sector, affected personal care services, museums, art galleries, cinema operators, indoor playgrounds, and other family entertainment centers. Some retailers, though, like the supermarkets, convenience stores, and online retailers, will not be eligible for this enhanced support. I would encourage businesses to make full use of the enhanced JSS to retain and pay their workers during this period, and to use the lull period to invest in workers through training and upskilling programs. Second, we will help businesses with cash flow concerns by supporting their rental costs. Earlier, I had announced a one-month rental waiver for hawker stores and coffee shops in government-owned properties. I will now extend this one-month rental waiver to SMEs and non-profit organizations who are tenants of government-owned commercial properties. So it will go beyond hawker stores and coffee shops. SMEs and non-profit organizations who are tenants of government-owned commercial properties will enjoy this one-month rental waiver. For SMEs and private and non-profit organizations that are in privately owned commercial properties, we will extend to them a half-month rental payout under a new rental support scheme. So the tenants can expect to receive cash payouts directly from IRAS, which will be providing more details on this new scheme. And I also urge landlords to match the half-month rental relief. In fact, I'm glad that key landlords like CapitaLand and CDL have already put out statements, even prior to today's announcements, to assure their tenants that they will provide additional support. And I would urge all landlords to do so. Finally, we will provide direct targeted help to individuals in need. Last week, we already did something when we announced the COVID-19 Driver Relief Fund that was announced by the Ministry of Transport. Beyond that, for this particular period, I will introduce a COVID-19 Recovery Grant Temporary Scheme, or CRGT scheme. This will provide one-off support for lower to middle-income employees and self-employed persons who are financially impacted by the tightened measures. It will provide up to $700 for applicants with at least 1 month of involuntary no-pay leave and up to $500 for applicants who experience significant income loss. And MSF will provide more details in due course on how individuals can apply for this scheme. I've provided some key highlights of what the package consists of, and the details will be in MOF's press release. The support package will cost $800 million, and it will be funded by a reallocation of spending. So there will be no draw from past reserves from these enhancements. And I will table a supplementary supply bill at the next parliamentary sitting in July to effect the reallocation. But given the circumstances and the fact that many businesses are already needing help, we thought that we should announce the measures first and explain what we are doing, and then we will effect the necessary changes in the supplementary supply bill in Parliament in July. So to conclude, COVID-19 is likely to be around for some time, and we will all have a role to play to develop more resilient strategies to adapt to this new environment.